This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
We'd like to acknowledge the Kaurna people as the traditional custodians of the land on which this podcast is recorded and produced.
Welcome to The Beautiful Nightmare. It's the podcast for when you're flying by the seat of your pants and you're with Chanel and Tamara.
Yes, you are.
How you doing? Whatever you're doing. Oh. Might be in your car. Usually you're in your car. Oh,
you're not asking me. Everyone.
Person listening.
I'm sorry to say, you're not going to hear a response.
Sad thing about podcasts, isn't it?
Yeah. And there'd be a myriad stage of replies. Oh, well, let me tell you, since you've asked.
Should we leave them a silence so they can respond?
Okay.
Yeah.
How are you?
Excellent. Good to know. They've just gone, I'm having the worst day. I just got fired. We're like, great.
Or someone's just sat there silently going, this is fucking weird.
But get on with it.
A car drove past as we were being silent, and it's like, boom. If you need anything to kind of emphasize silence, it's when this humming of something happens in the background, like birds or a car.
Oh, live podcasts anyway.
Yes.
This is a fun episode. We haven't done one of these in a little while when, you know, we interview people and we're interviewing blokes, and it's all about what they know about women or what they don't know.
Correct. So this is Vox popping at its finest.
Hit it. That's what I'm talking about.
Wait.
Okay, now. From the beginning.
The Beautiful Nightmare.
Dome!
This is going to be quite fun.
Quite fun.
A friend of mine told me this story, and I loved hearing it because I immediately went to the defense of their grandmother.
Okay.
Now, because I think, what a woman. So this woman, Granny, is about to be 100.
Wow.
Sometime this year.
Right.
That's amazing.
She's almost made it.
She's almost made it.
Almost.
But the funny part of this,
Well, she's not there yet.
Yeah. Don't be jealous that she's going to crack 100 and, you know.
There's no jealousy. I'm just crossing my fingers, lady.
You want to get to 100. Would you like to get to
100? No, it's nothing to do with me. I'm hoping she does.
Oh, yes,
she's
not there yet. We want her to get to
100. I've heard of things where they're a couple of months out.
Oh, stop.
That's what I'm saying.
Anyway, this person is about to crack 100, and she will, because this woman is still living at home and she's ready to rock and roll.
I adore this
woman. Yeah. In this sense, right?
She's taken a long time if she's only getting ready now.
So when the postman comes round, she puts some makeup on to make herself look nice.
Okay. Is this the postman on the bike just putting letters in the box, the one or coming to the door to deliver
a parcel? Comes to the door to deliver a parcel. She gets this parcel once a week or something, it is. It could be medication. It could be whatever it is. She gets a parcel. She knows that the delivery guy comes to the door.
Excellent.
And drops it in.
Cute.
She puts makeup on for when he arrives. I love it.
Cute.
Absolutely. What a vibe at 99, And her son, who is in his mid-70s, got annoyed at her for being a bit, you know, flirtatious with someone quite a bit younger. Probably in their 50s or 60s themselves.
Quite a bit younger. Yeah. I love it. Yeah, what is quite a bit younger when you're almost 100?
Yeah. So my point is let her put a makeup on. Who are you to get your little, you know,
Yes. Docs
in a twist about your mum looking a bit fancy for the delivery man?
Aww.
I actually think it's amazing that at that point in her
life, she
still gets a bit woo.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, wants to look good.
And wants to feel nice,
whether
it's makeup or not, but she's opening the door looking grand,
yeah,
and it's great.
That's right. I mean, geez, when you're that old,
butt out.
Yeah. What are you looking like at that age?
Mm.
You know,
she's pretty. She looks great.
Come to the door with no top on. You know, saggy titties.
Because why not? So, regardless of the fact, if you want to open the door with saggy, scary titties or a full face of makeup when you're nearly 100, the saying is, "You do you, love."
I love it. Yeah, go grannies.
The beautiful nightmare.
We vox popped a whole bunch of blokes because we really wanted to know, without being prompted by a woman or having to Google something, or what do they actually know about women? And we're not going too deep because we want it to be fun. It was quite insightful, wasn't it?
Very insightful. First cab off the rank, periods.
Why are tampons different sizes?
Because women have different bleeding ranges.
For different size punanis.
Different size vaginas.
Because they're different vagina holes.
I guess the same reason you get different size condoms.
Because their fannies are different sizes. It's easy.
Because probably they're different vagina sizes, I suppose.
What is a period cup and how does it work?
Something that shouldn't go in the dishwasher. It's to catch the blood.
Well done.
It's like a funnel without the end cut out, isn't it?
I don't know and I don't want to know.
Is it for extra flow? Is it on heavy flow days?
Where does it go?
In the bin.
Period cup. I suppose it's a period cup. I've got no idea what a fucking period cup is.
Wow, I've got no idea, but I definitely don't want to drink out of it.
What's PMS?
PMS. Gee whiz, is it an afternoon thing or what? PM. Oh, that might be something to do with women's thing.
Time to duck.
Pre-menstrual syndrome.
Post-menstrual cycle? Pre-menstrual cycle?
Pre-menstrual stress, I believe.
There you go. That's what men know about periods, lady.
First of all, that none of them want to say a vagina properly. I mean, there may have been one or two, but most of them, it's a punani.
A fanny.
It's a fanny. It's a vag.
I know, aren't they
it's
so
a vagina.
I know. They're all grown-ass men. They're like, woo. They're all blushing. They were all
blushing.
A bit,
periods make them squirm. And there was one in there that actually knew what he was talking about.
Exactly. Knew what they were for. Isn't it funny? They really didn't know. They thought it was all about we have different size holes.
If you've got a big old punani, you need a super, super tampon.
Extra large. Which I know we probably all do have different holes, but clearly it's not why we're buying the extra large ones.
I would imagine the hole wouldn't be that big on different size. Wow, look at your, you know.
It stretches.
Yeah, it stretches, but let's be honest here. Like it's, you know, you don't probably need a super, ultra, super, super, super tampon.
Unless you, you know, like that woman's.
Unless you
show.
Have a heavy flow.
Remember, lady, that woman at the show, what did she yell? She said it's like putting something in a bucket. What did she say?
Sausage down a hallway.
Like a sausage down a hallway, but she said it's like a bucket there or something. Remember?
No.
Yeah, because we gave her she won the vibrator at our live show, that woman, and she goes, oh, nothing's getting in there. Oh, no, the opposite. What did she say? She's in a bucket.
I can fit six in there.
Yeah. Anyway, she alluded to how large her vagina was and that it wouldn't touch the sides.
Right. That's the one.
Mm.
I can't remember that now.
Remember
that was
that.
In Mount Barker.
So maybe no tampon, no amount of tampon would
maybe
work.
Maybe not.
The beautiful nightmare.
All right. Next one, beauty.
A toner. A toner could be something for your skin, make you darker. Is that what a toner is?
I'm guessing like a tint or a colour.
A toner is what you put underneath the makeup to help smooth things out?
Mm-hmm. Goes in a printer, doesn't it?
That's a good question, Tamara. I'm glad you asked me. I have no idea what a toner is. Sorry. That's for printing cartridges.
Face roller. I want to say something about spaghetti, but that's not right, is it?
Oh, I've seen them on Instagram. It's like the little jade rollers. I think it's for redness or something.
It's normally what I get from my wife when I tell her I'm going to play golf.
What's a primer for?
I'd say it's like an undercoat for a car. You put that on before you put your top coat on.
That's to help the dye stick to your hair.
Primer, before you put on your first coat of paint.
It's to prime the skin.
Something you put on before you put the paint on.
Primer? Come on now. I don't know. That's for painting.
Well, we can't expect them to know what all those things are.
And they don't.
But I love how they relate it to tools and paint and, you know.
We're in the workshop. Like
thing. Yeah, yeah. Which we pretty much are, aren't we? We roll like workshop our damn faces every morning. Actually, my mother-in-law, she says, I'm just going to renovate myself.
Renovating.
Yes, renovating. It's ridiculous. But toner.
Going to Bunnings.
They thought toner was like making it, changing the tone of your skin.
And painting what, like, well, in some ways, yes, but like a primer getting ready for
hello. I know, so good.
Heavy-duty stuff. So the next one, health and body. Okay, so this is interesting.
Yeah, what do they know about women health? Women's health.
Women's health.
What do they know about women's health?
Let's listen to them squirm.
What happens when you get a mammogram?
Get your boobies examined for breast cancer.
It's like a waffle iron. But it does x-rays.
A mammogram. I don't know. Is it something to do with your boobs?
Oh, women, I suppose it's just like a telegram maybe. I'm not too sure.
Your boob gets squashed into two plates and they take photos of your boobies squashed. And then they tell you if your boobies are okay or if you need to look at them further.
Is that when you turn 100 and you get it from the king?
Mammogram is to check if the ovaries are well. Kind of thing. No, it's to do with your boobs. It's to do with the boobs. It's checking the boobs. Making sure there's no, I don't know, it's checking the boobs for wellness.
What is eyebrow lamination?
Something to do with your eyebrows, and that's to laminate them. Obviously, very simple. It's a laminated eyebrow.
Would be, yeah, some kind of laminate for your eyebrows. You permanently, yeah, no, I haven't. Wife has not had that one done.
Laminate, so you're adding layers, so you're adding extra layers to your eyebrows.
That's like when you're getting your eyebrows shaped and like wax back, make sure they're perfect and stuff.
Christ knows.
Pap smears. Maybe, is that yeast infections?
Cervical cancer screening.
Oh, what do they? Cervical cancer. To see if you've got cervical cancer.
That's when you get your legs apart and someone has to go down and wipe and check it out. I don't actually know what it's for, but it's to check for wellness of the vag.
To check for cervical cancer?
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding.
Yes. Really? They don't? Well, they sort of know. Half of them did. Half of them didn't know.
Yes. And a mammogram is not a telegram from King Charles.
Telegram. It's just got gram in it, so it's something.
Something.
Nor is it a waffle iron.
Yeah. No,
they
exactly.
Get the whole pressing down and the technique maybe, but not so much the reasoning behind it.
Yeah. And the cervical screening, the smear test.
Smear test. Yeah, I was surprised there was some good ding-ding answers.
I think they roughly know that it is to have – obviously women's health checks, but
yes.
Generally I think the process is a bit this is one thing about men. They turn off of something that has nothing to do with them that makes them feel a bit ick.
Yeah.
Because a vagina is a sexual object to them, so are boobies. So if there's anything that's non-sexual and a mammogram and a pap smear are not sexual at all, no matter how many essential oils and ding-ding music you've got going on or whatever.
Yeah, they're not interested.
They don't want to know. That same with periods. Shut off straight away.
Yeah.
So it's funny how they fumble through this and giggle and say funny names like punani and badge and boobies.
Ooh, it's like they revert to a 10-year-old boy. Yeah. That's what they want to know.
Because if it's not sexy, They don't want to know about it.
Exactly. Yeah, that it's like, you know, when they say, like, you have a baby and it's like watching their favourite pub burnt down.
Exactly.
And they're looking at the vagina giving birth to a head.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it could be. Yeah, but, well, this is reality, people.
It is.
It is reality.
An eyebrow lamination, they've got no idea. And do you know what? Probably a bunch of women who haven't had this done don't know. So I'm going to tell you what it is.
Oh, good. I love that.
It's essentially a brow hair texturising treatment. So forget the laminator that we use in school and offices, because it's not that. It refers to a process in which a brow specialist softens the hair follicle using a chemical solution and then reshapes or sets it into a more refined and lifted, smoother shape.
Yes.
So that's why they stick up and are straight.
It's funny because I remember someone, I was talking to, I remember this a while ago, one of my clients, she said, oh, she was a bit upset. And I said, what's wrong? She goes, well, I'm getting married in a couple of weeks. And my bridesmaid has just sent me a photo of her eyebrows that she's just got done and they're laminated. And she was upset because they looked horrific.
Yeah.
Like they were sticking up for all to see, but quite bushy. Like it just looked like she had been electrocuted just in the eyebrow region.
This is so funny. And this is sometimes when we do these things to ourselves because we see them on Instagram or old school in a magazine.
Brooke Shields, yes. Yeah.
And we say, and they look great. And we have this idea that we want to look like that. We want our eyebrows shaped in that way, which all our eyebrows are completely different.
That's right. Shape your face differently, right?
That's it.
Yeah.
So you go and get these things done to keep up with looking trendy or whatever.
Or with a Vogue cover, you know.
That's it. And I went and got brow lamination done once. I did. And and a little bit darker, because that's what they do. They tint them a little bit. Or in some cases they don't need to. But when I got home, Dan went, what have you done?
You look different.
You look different. And he was like, I'd like them before. Could you comb them back down?
Did you like it?
I think this is the problem. I think it freaked me out because I wasn't ready to see him. So, whoa. And they look.
Hello, here's my eyebrows.
Hello, eyebrows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like me when they've put a powder on me to ask me at the eyebrow place if I wanted to dye them because they're trying to upsell you, you know.
Yes.
But then they put this thing. I look like Charlie Chaplin. They just do not suit me, super dark eyebrows. I look ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's like you see the eyebrows coming before you.
Or they offer you other extra treatments, like you're getting your eyebrows threaded. That's one thing.
Yeah.
And then they go lip. And you're like, what do you mean? Leave my lip alone.
I didn't have
nothing
any hairs there.
I looked there this morning. There was nothing. You get home, you go, there's about three.
Oh, my gosh.
I go, do not, you know.
Create a new problem.
Of $3. No, I'll do it myself.
I know. It's like when you get a facial. We've talked about this before. And they say, oh, have you thought about Botox? Or have you thought about this? It's like, no.
Was told I should get it.
Stop it.
And I said, and there was no, whether I got it or not is up to me. But the point was that lady suggested I would be far better off if I did.
Yeah. Yeah. You would do really well with some fillers.
And if you don't, you're in for some trouble. You're in for a bumpy ride on your forehead.
So terrible. Oh my goodness. Well, our last segment, what we did is we asked all the boys questions about
the female brain. Ooh, if you think you're freaked out by vaginas and boobies, what about this minefield?
What do they know about this? Nothing.
Yep.
If you had to do something nice to please a woman, what would it be?
Don't ask for sex.
Dinner at a nice restaurant.
Chocolates and flowers.
Cook dinner, buy her flowers, give her a massage, clean the house and look after the kids and tell her that she's amazing and beautiful. And tell her that you love her.
Look after the kids for a long period of time would be a good start. Maybe a day or two. Send her away for a weekend.
Not leave my clothes on the floor.
Why do women overthink things?
They just can't help it. They're programmed that way.
Because they're making up for our underthinking.
I think it's because women can keep like six thoughts in their head at once. Guys just think in the moment. Like women, all of a sudden it's like, you know, oh, she called me fat 2 years ago, and that just sticks with women. So I think it's because there's so much going on.
Because they think they're smarter than men? I don't know. Why do some blokes underthink things?
Geez, that's a multi-million-dollar question, isn't it?
What's the most frustrating thing a woman does?
Says something is fine when it obviously isn't fine.
Fart in bed.
Care about shit that doesn't matter. Yeah.
Ask us not to ask for sex.
Oh, go to sleep when they should not.
What do you mean?
Well, they should pleasure their man. But they go to sleep instead.
Nag.
Wow, an array of different answers there.
Ooh.
Yeah.
They all don't want to be told to not ask for sex or told that we're fine when we're not.
That's right.
And they're overthinking, well, it's part of our DNA.
And now there's this word underthinking that seems to have been invented. Underthinking.
And so by the way, speaking of underthinking, six thoughts going on at once, we can do more than that.
Yeah, exactly. Only six. We only have six. Yeah, there's a reason we're burnt 10, out.
10,000.
I know. I just don't know. There were some nice things they said, you know, they'd look after the kids. These are the things I don't always do, though. I like how they know what to do, but they're not following through. Maybe they're too busy underthinking.
I should do this.
Yes.
But I forgot.
But I would, because she's doing it already.
And I've underthought the whole thing.
Oh, my gosh. So good. That was fun. Maybe it's worth asking if you have a bloke as a partner, you know, some of these questions. You'll be surprised at the answers. Mm. And you might not feel so alone that maybe your partner's a bit of an idiot too.
NFI. No fucking idea.
No fucking idea.
The Beautiful Nightmare is produced by Frankie Media and hosted by Chanel Franklin and Tamara Linke.
Want to know more about us?
Get in touch at thebeautifulnightmare.com or jump on our socials.
Wow, you can really make a podcast.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.